Welcome to the Winning Edge Coach Podcast with your host, peak performance mindset and life coach, Kevin Oakley. In each episode, Kevin will share with you the tools, tips, and strategies to help you to be the best you can be.
Welcome to the Winning Edge Coach Podcast. Thank you for coming along and taking a listen. As always, it's great to have you along. This is part two of a four-part series of episodes, which are all about how to create massive change in your life. Part two is about creating a plan, about setting goals in the various areas of your life to create a plan and give your life direction. In the previous episode, episode 31, we looked at how to create a vision statement for your life, how to give your life that compass, that bearing. What is your purpose? Episode 31 is available on all the major podcast platforms. If you haven't had a chance, it really be appreciated if you give it a listen. On that subject, the aim of this podcast is to touch the lives of as many people as we possibly can. So if you're enjoying the podcast, please hit the like or subscribe button, whatever's appropriate for your platform. If it allows you to leave a review, please leave a review and get the word out there. Share the podcast on social media. Tell your friends about it. The more people I can influence, the more people who can encourage to live the life they were meant to live is really important to me. Okay, let's get on with part two of how to create massive change in your life. Part two is all about how you create harmony in your various parts of your life. Our lives are made up of different facets: home, family, career, leisure. And to be constantly moving forward, we need to constantly be improving in all of those areas, making sure that we can be the best partner that we can be, that we are making the maximum progress with our business, that we are developing as individuals. And to do that, you've got to plan and you've got to set goals. Now, I talked about goal setting in episodes 24 and 25, so I'm not going to go back over sort of the techniques of how to write out a goal and how to put the steps underneath that. If you want to learn about my process for writing and achieving goals, episodes 24 and 25 are on all the major podcast platforms and they're worth giving a listen. In this episode, I want to talk about how to pick the areas of your life to focus on, to identify the areas that you need to improve first, to make sure your life is balanced and in harmony. And also then go on to talk about how to build that into a constant cycle of improvement and monitoring using a 90-day goals cycle model. Again, similar to when you set your life purpose or your life vision, you'll need to put some time aside for this exercise. Just time to reflect and honestly answer how you feel the various facets of your life are progressing and to allocate a score to them. And there's two ways to do this. The first way is to go onto the internet, type into a search engine, Wheel of Life, and you'll find a wide array of different wheels of life that you can use for this exercise. You'll know when you found one. Basically, a wheel of life is a circle which is broken down into eight quadrants. It's usually eight quadrants. And each quadrant has a score running along its axes from 0 to 10. Let's say there's plenty of them on the old interweb. Quite easily to download. I would recommend finding a blank one because I'm going to talk you through the categories in a minute that I prefer to use to work through when coaching somebody around creating balance in their life. I will also give you some alternatives. So if you want to use the alternative naming of them, you can. But it's better to download a blank Wheel of Life and then customize it with your own categories, then use one that comes with the categories already in. And then after, work around that. Using the Wheel of Life allows you to get perspective. It's an exercise that helps you work towards balance and harmony in your life. It's also a very good way of identifying the areas that you need to work on first. As I said, the wheel is usually made of 8 quadrants, and the categories I like to allocate to each one of those quadrants are as follows. The first one is family and friends. Alternatives could include community, social groups. Again, family and friends can be split into separate categories if you wished, which could be family and friends as separate categories. My preference is to keep them together. The next one is significant other, and this includes, could it be renamed as relationship, life partner, etc. But it's around the person that you spend the most time with, your partner. The third category is business and career. Again, alternative labels here could be vocation, work, or just business. If you're a self-employed business person, you'd probably want to label it as business. Category 4 is finances. Again, you could label this up as money, financial security, or financial well-being. The 5th category is health and well-being. Again, alternatives could be well-being and fitness. 6 is environment. Other labels for this could be house, home, apartment, whatever's appropriate for you. Category 7 is fun and leisure. Some of the other alternatives, again, for fun and leisure could be hobbies, leisure time, sports, recreation, creativity, or enjoyment. And the last one, the last category, is number 8, which is personal growth. Alternatives could be learning, self-development, or even spirituality, if that's an area that is important to you. So the process here is to download your Wheel of Life and around the edge, allocate each one of the quadrants to those categories. So family and friends, significant other, business stroke career, finances, health, well-being, environment, fun and leisure, and personal growth. Now, as I said, each of the spines of the wheel will be numbered from 0 to 10. Now, if you can't get access to a Wheel of Life, it's still an exercise you can do. It's writing out the categories I've just mentioned and then scoring each one of those at 0 to 10. And by scoring on a 0 to 10, it's time to reflect. Spend some time to reflect on each category and using the score 0 to 10, where 0 is the lowest score, where you don't feel you're fulfilling that category at all. You are not, it's not your strength, or you feel you are not functioning or delivering what you should do in that character category. To 10, whereas that is, you are at the top of your game in that category. You are, if it's in terms of relationships, you are, your relationship is 10 out of 10. There's no way you can improve it. And in each case, you will sit down and reflect on each of the categories and allocate the score, gradually working your way through. As I said, the score for each area will be based on how you feel that you are performing in that area of your life. Once done, you should have what looks a little bit like a, for the want of a better word, a wonky wheel. It'll be some low scores, some high scores. But what the Wheel of Life does do is it gives you a pictorial representation of how your life looks in a very visual format. And it allows you to do something else. It allows you to identify 2 areas that you can now focus on for the next 12 months. I would suggest your 2 lowest scoring areas. However, that is entirely up to you. You might feel that one of the lowest scoring areas and a mid scoring area, because that's where you want to focus your attention. But the important thing is you're only picking two areas. Why, I hear you ask? Well, the reason for this is we want to spend 12 months of laser focused work on just improving two areas of your life. Pick too many and you'll get distracted. It'll reduce the amount of resource you've got to work on those areas, and it'll take you longer. By just picking two, focusing on two, you will deliver them quickly. Now you've got your two areas, what you need to do is, one, write out the goal as I described in episode 24. In other words, in the tense that is, if you've already achieved it, so where you'll be, what you'll be doing when you achieve the goal. And then, as in episode 25, the steps that are going to underpin that. So what steps are you going to put in place? What actions are you going to take on a regular basis that will move you towards your goals? What new habits are you going to form? You need to write out the goal, and then you need to write out the steps that sit under it. As I said, cover these in 24 and 25, so I won't go back over them today, but you can recap on that process there. Once you've done that, you're then going to go into the action phase. You're going to instigate the actions that you've identified, the steps you're going to take. But what you're also going to do now is go into a 90-day cycle of reviewing. Every 90 days, you will review how you're progressing against your goal. So, if you've got a 12-month goal, you'll break that 12-month goal down into four 90-day review cycles. Every 90 days, you'll review your progress against your goal, take stock, and make any changes. If you've got a 6-month goal, you'll do two 90-day cycles. Why 90 days? Well, 90 days is short enough to keep you focused. In terms of a 12-month goal, it gives you the opportunity to review your progress four times. You have the option in that 90-day cycle to have mini 30-day reviews to make sure you're on track to hit your 90 days. 90 days is easier to get your head around and to comprehend than, say, 12 months. For example, this podcast will go out second or third of October. 90 days is just after Christmas. That is easy to get your head around. From October to Christmas, you can comprehend that timescale. You can form new habits and consolidate them in 90 days. So if you set out the steps, and within those steps of achieving your goal, you've got habits that you need to create. In the 90 days, you will not only have formed those habits, you will have consolidated them if you deliver consistently day in, day out. The 90-day review cycle, it provides the opportunity for you to adjust when your metrics aren't being achieved. You're going to review every 90 days. You may want to do a 30-day mini review, but at the end of 3 months, you will sit down and review how you're doing. And it gives you the opportunity to make changes, make adjustments, or try something different. You're going to be constantly monitoring your progress. Also, a 12-month goal, a lot can change in a year. Markets can change. The environment we're in can change. 2020 was a typical example of that. If you'd have set a goal at the beginning of 2020, things would have changed very rapidly come here in the UK March time with the pandemic, the subsequent lockdowns, etc. A 90-day review cycle would have given you the opportunity to reflect, review, and adjust. You might even accomplish the goal quicker. You may, on your second or third 90-day cycle, have met your goal, and that gives you the opportunity then to move on to something else. It makes you laser focused. Because you're reviewing every 90 days, you are focused. Your goal is kept at the forefront of your mind, and it keeps that focus. And what your mind focuses on, it aims for. It, as somebody once said, your mind becomes a goal-seeking missile. Now, by identifying the two weakest areas from the categories we set out on your life wheel, setting a 12-month goal and actions that sit underneath that, and then breaking it down into four 90-day cycles with mini reviews every 30 days, you will achieve massive results. It's important at the end of every 90 days to put some time to one side to review how the 90 days have gone. Check your metrics. It's important to have the metrics. Again, I touched on it in episode 24, the measurables. Adjust and then repeat. Once the year is complete or the goal is achieved, go back to the life wheel and reassess and repeat the process. Pick your two weakest areas and away you go again. Keep repeating this. You will create harmony and balance in your life. You will create massive change. Whether it's fitness, your relationships, your personal development, your financial situation, by tackling two at a time, following the process of 90 days of reviews, you will make massive change in your life. The key word here is patience and just two areas at a time. If you try to do too much, you will overstretch yourself and more than likely than not, you won't achieve what you set out to achieve. Your aim over time is to get your life wheel as balanced as possible with all the areas similarly scored around the 8s, 9s and a nice as even as you can get wheel. Then you'll have harmony and balance in your life. That was the Winning Edge Coach podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Winning Edge Coach podcast and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with friends, family, anybody you think will be interested in the show. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and a review. To make sure you catch future episodes, please click either follow or subscribe, whichever is appropriate for your platform. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Twitter at WinningEdgeCOA1. That's at WinningEdgeCOA1. Thanks again. See you next time.